Anchorage officials are starting a campaign to end panhandling in the city. Mayor Dan Sullivan said today that the new Change for the Better program will help appropriate social services assist the homeless. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
They have become a familiar sight on almost every main Anchorage thoroughfare. People holding crudely lettered cardboard signs, usually bearing a message, homeless, please help, or just one simple word, hungry. The number of street panhandlers has burgeoned in Anchorage in the past 3 or 4 years. Now the city is cracking down on the practice. The municipality of Anchorage, along with several community partners, is launching a program aimed at educating city residents about a new way of dealing with street beggars.
Usually the money collected by panhandlers goes towards buying alcohol or drugs, making a bad situation even worse.
Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan. Sullivan said Wednesday that panhandling is a growing problem in the city because of the ease with which the panhandlers can get money.
Change for the Better is designed to take advantage of Anchorage residents' giving nature, but direct it to a source that can actually help by providing a hot meal, warm shelter, or assistance in finding permanent housing and employment. Many worthy organizations provide these services. They need our financial assistance to carry out their missions.
The city is launching an advertising campaign urging city residents to give money directly to social service agencies that can better help the homeless population. The Change for the Better program is the latest in the city's initiative to deal with the problem of homelessness. The campaign will be used to remind city residents about an Anchorage ordinance that makes it illegal for people in vehicles to give money to people soliciting on street corners. That could put the drivers, other drivers, and the panhandler at risk of an accident, says Anchorage Police Chief Mark Mew. Mew says police will start enforcing the ordinance immediately.
The panhandling ordinance not only makes it illegal for panhandlers to accept money in certain situations like stepping out into the streets, but it makes it illegal for drivers to give the money to the panhandlers.
After a brief warning period, stiff fines of $50 to $300 will be issued. Mayor Sullivan says he actually authored the ordinance when he was on the city assembly, but it was never enforced.
And as with any ordinance, the key is enforcement, and we are committed to cleaning up our street corners. An all-American city does not have people begging on its corners.
The Anchorage Coalition on Homelessness and the Anchorage Downtown Partnership are participating in the campaign. The campaign will use a website providing links to social services agencies for those wishing to help with donations. I'm Ellen Lockyer.